Hello to everyone watching at home. Thanks for joining my talk on the complex compliance challenges faced when working on a number of different projects. I'll be taking you through the necessary processes required to reduce these challenges, addressing both current developments and considerations for the future that will help towards making manual compliance checking a thing of the past. Of course, as this is FOSDEM, everything discussed in this presentation will be based on freely available open source components. Most of the projects that I work on day to day are customer focused, this meaning that they all have different requirements, different packages, and therefore different licenses. This talk is going to be about a CI step to scan the code base of the distribution so that we don't have to be doing it manually every time we make a new build. Take some time to do some research. If you've got multiple package options with multiple licenses, check those licenses now, because otherwise you're going to find out later on that one of them might not be suitable, which is going to cause you a real headache if you've chosen the easier package to implement but doesn't have a compliant license. By checking for packages and licenses early, you're less likely to have them vetoed by the legal team when they realise that the package that you wanted to use doesn't have a usable license, and it's going to save you time later on when pre-commit failures could have occurred, or worse, the actual package made its way into the CI pipeline and you've then waited for the whole pipeline scan to complete only to find out that the license isn't suitable. So as part of checking it early, most of us as developers are using pre-commit or something similar. This is great for checking styling of code and catching simple bugs. One that I use on a day-to-day basis is Pylint Odoo, which scans the manifest file for the module and reports whether the license key is missing from that manifest. What would be really nice is if there was a pre-commit plugin for the actual license checking itself. Unfortunately, there doesn't appear to be available one at this time, but once we're further along with the CI pipeline process, then that's definitely something that I'm going to look into. So the distribution validation. The key to this is it's not just your code that you need to check the licenses for, it's everything in the package that's being distributed. So if you're writing the package yourself, that's fine, because you wrote it, you can include